The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, either Simon Harris has a deep, dark secret that has finally been revealed, or there is something rotten in the state of Twitter, because I can't be the only one today who had a preponderance of what looked to be newspaper articles from the Irish Independent mostly that had a Simon Harris revelation at their heart. Indeed, these were so ubiquitous, I think maybe every two or three tweets at one stage on my feed were similar articles or links to articles. Well, were they articles? Adrian Weckler is going to explain. He's the technology editor for the Irish and the Sunday Independent. So, Adrian, I mean, first of all, I guess I should guess, given where you work, what's the big Simon Harris exclusive that you guys have been revealing today?
I wish I had a Simon Harris exclusive. Sadly, these are merely garden variety scam ads, which most listeners, I think, no matter what social media platform they use, will have seen, not just related to politicians, but also to celebrities, to broadcasters. And they typically say something like, you know, I had to tell the truth. This is the real reason I resigned, you know, or some sensational secret like that. And when you click on it, and it will say Irish Independent, Irish Times, whatever, RTE, News Talk. And when you click through it, normally takes you through to something like a slightly scammy crypto trading site which tries to get you to sign up and invest money. But these are scam ads. There's currently a surge of them at the moment. And what's unusual about Twitter or X, what you referenced, is that they're coming from accounts that have a blue tick. In other words, accounts that have paid a minimum of €11 per month to Elon Musk, to X, to its Dublin headquarters, to run these scam ads. So Elon Musk is making money twice. He's making money once from the €11 per month from these hundreds of scammers that are each paying, I'd say hundreds, it could be, you know, nine scammers using multiple accounts. And then he's also collecting when they book an ad. So I suppose you could call it a revenue model, given how bad, you know, X's revenue is. But it's not just X. You're seeing them on other platforms as well.
Yeah. And look, as you said, there's nothing new. We've all seen them kind of, you know, Miriam O'Callaghan reveals what she does every morning, .. And you're kind of meant to click on it.
Miriam O'Callaghan is a very interesting one, the RTE broadcaster Miriam O'Callaghan, because When you look to see who's the policeman here, who's regulating this, we're supposed to be in a new era of regulation. We hear it nonstop from Irish politicians. There is effectively no regulation against this. Now, if you look at the programme for government over the last 24 hours, you'll see there is an ambition to raise the idea at a European level of legislation that might tackle these scam ads, right? You talk to Commissioner Mann, which I did today, they say, no, not our job, not our job. So if you see these scam ads, you're supposed to, the regulators say, you're supposed to get on to the platforms themselves and ask them to take them down. Now, we know from an interview that Mark Zuckerberg gave to Joe Rogan, the podcaster Joe Rogan, a week ago. And we know from Elon Musk, they're weakening their content moderation and their safety team. They're as a virtue. They're saying that, no, we're now all about libertarian freedom of speech. So I'm not sure if it's a coincidence that these scam ads are surging. But Miriam O'Callaghan was forced to go all the way to the High Court to get Meta to take down scam impersonation ads. They wouldn't take them down until she went to the High Court. So that gives you an idea of how difficult it is to take these things down.
And listen, the reason we're talking about it, again, as you say, it's not that they're new, it's that there's just so many of them today. Do we understand why that has happened? Is it kind of a glitch in the matrix? Why are they appearing in so many feeds so often?
The fact that, so formerly Twitter X is largely a current affairs driven, you know, some politics, some sport kind of service. The people who go on it tend to be interested in kind of the same thing, which means that if you're going to wage a sort of an advertising or a scam campaign, you're going to largely try the same kind of tactics with them. Crypto is actually a big trend on Twitter. But why is it happening this week as opposed to last week? I don't know. I'm not sure if anybody knows. What is just intriguing to me is that These are not just random accounts. They're paid accounts. If you click into any of the actual accounts, you'll see one follower, one, et cetera. But they're like 12-year-old accounts. Someone has hoovered up a whole load of old accounts, harvested a whole load of old accounts, and flipped them, and has paid the minimum of €11 per month to Elon Musk's ex to have them blue-ticked, and has then gone and placed an ad as well. So, but like, if you try and complain, or if you try and report it or respond, I mean, good luck with that. It doesn't work with X anymore.
You have to go all the way to the High Court like Miriam O'Callaghan. Adrian, listen, thank you for talking us through all of that. Adrian Weckler is the technology editor for The Irish and The Sunday Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.